Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Mindset Check podcast. I'm your host, Misha McKittrick. This is a podcast where I believe that taking time for a mindset check helps you find that you have more power than you think you do, so that you can feel joy. Today on the podcast, we're talking about love. We're talking about how when we step into love, that action is actually what opens the door to love. This will be a great podcast to help ramp up the love in your life. So it's also one to put on repeat whenever you're feeling a lack of love in your life. How are you feeling about season 3? I'm like, my heart is racing and expanding the more I line out topics and things that are coming up. I literally feel so excited. I have really, really loved walking through the different modalities of the seasons that we have had. And I just really love this season that we are in. And I hope that you know that with my whole heart, part of what I love the most is this Hey Mish section of season 3, really where you are reaching out to me and where I get to hear from you, where I get to hear snippets of what is happening for you in your life or things that I could maybe lend and shed light on. To be honest, really, so much of that really is just having someone on the outside help you reflect on what's going on the inside. It's so interesting how that kind of helps us open doors. And I'm excited because we have 2 Hey Mish episodes that are already in the queue. They'll be coming up, like I'll spread them out in between some of the other episodes. We have a couple of really great guests coming on. And of course, we're doing the book club for the Human Tuning book. So there's all this really, really fun material that's coming up. But I wanted to make sure that if you have a Hey Mish, something that is on your mind or a quandary, something that you would love help with, something that you need maybe to broaden your perspective around, just to get another person's idea, go ahead and send me an email at hello@myfriendmisha.com. And you can always write something, you can record something with your voice, you can submit something anonymously, and we will work with whatever it is that's in your heart. I also want to give you some episodes that are just like mini boosts, you know, that are not quite as long, that kind of just give you that little bit of a pump up. I'm hoping that it is something that we will also be able to look back on as the podcast continues to develop. We can look back at these little mini boosts and play them when we need a little bit of help just shifting, just a little, you know, just a short message to kind of get us right back on track. So that's the intention of today's episode, really bringing us into love. Let's dive in. You know, when we learn to feel love, that's when we actually allow love. We're going to chat about opening that door a little bit more today. And I want to share with you a children's story that has been a favorite of mine for a long time. This story is called Somebody Loves You, Mr. Hatch. And the story is about a man, and he lives a very lonely life. He repeats the same thing every day, goes to work at the factory, doesn't talk to anyone, just really, really very minimal life. And then one day, he receives a huge Valentine, a great big box full of chocolates. And it's anonymous. He has no idea who it's from. It just says, somebody loves you. And he didn't think that there was a single soul in his life that loved him. And it actually filled his heart so much. And because he didn't know who it was, it gave him just this feeling of love in his heart. And so he started acting different. Everything in his life, he started doing different. He started taking care of himself. He was more presentable, putting on aftershave, saying hello to people. looking in their eyes and noticing when they were experiencing feelings that of distress or worry or not doing well, and he would help them, and he was throwing parties for the neighborhood. Everything had shifted because he felt this love inside of his heart. And then it continued to compound because he reached beyond himself. He was simply loving people. And then one day he learned that the delivery had actually been a mistake. And he sat with that yucky feeling of, oh, I guess nobody loves me after all. And he went into this like darkness, right? Into this little bit of a funk. And he started repeating this life of loneliness that he had had before. But the people that his life had become full of noticed that something was off with Mr. Hatch. And so they gathered together and decided they wanted to do something that would really lift his spirits. And they threw a great big surprise party for him with a big banner that says, "Everybody loves Mr. Hatch." And it was such a touching end to the story because he says, "I do believe somebody loves me after all." The reason that I love this story and the reason why I want to tell you about this story is simply because it was really the actions of Mr. Hatch that changed his life, that opened that door to love. And once you check in to love, that's when you open that door. That's when you see the possibility of receiving love. And love is magical in that way, in my eyes. Because love is something that the more that you give, the more you receive. So I want to talk to you very simply about two ways that we block love from being in our life and about a way to remedy that. One of those ways is that the vibration of love is actually a very high feeling. And if you've heard me talk about emotions and them being on this scale of consciousness, so to say, when we have high feelings, when we feel good, when we feel joy, when we feel happiness, when we feel right love, when we feel gratitude, when we feel enlightenment, those are types of emotions that cannot exist at the same time as low emotions, right? That's why it's so foundational to understand in life that if you're feeling low, all you have to do is check into high feelings and spend time there and really get authentic there. And it drives those low feelings away. But a lot of times when we get stuck in those low feelings, the flip side happens. We also don't have access to that high feeling, as long as we're committed to the low feeling, right? If we're willing to move into a better feeling, we have access to it. But if we're committed, and sometimes we have to really evaluate what is it that you're committed to. Because if you are not committed to move, you cannot be in this higher feeling and therefore welcoming it to come back to you, because that's exactly how life works. The energy that we exude is like a magnet. We are magnets. Our bodies are magnets. We live, you know, at everywhere we go, we carry this magnetic field around us, and we are either attracting or repelling things. And so if we are not in an emotion that is good, it's very unlikely that you will get a flood of goodness back to you. Okay? And let's be also really aware that the expectation of love actually isn't love, it's expectation. Does that make sense to you? So that's a low feeling when we're expecting something of someone else. That's low. And that's not going to attract love. So that's one way that we block love from being able to be in our life, are the emotions that we check into. And then also the energy of being busy. Like, we do not have time to stop and feel. We don't have time to stop and love. We don't have time to check into that. And so that busyness makes it so that we can sometimes feel a lack of love in our hearts. And essentially, it goes back to the first way that we block love. It's just because we're not taking the time to check into it. Our lack of love is the very thing that blocks love. So we need to step into it, feeling it, creating it, spending time in it to be able to invite it. So go back to the story of Mr. Hatch and just look at how it changed for him. Once he started really noticing people, showing up for people, helping people, loving people, right? That's when it all started to come back to him. People started loving him and saying hello to him and being excited to see him. And so now I want to talk simply about a remedy, two things that you can do to check into love. So the first one is to feel love internally. Use your heart and just allow yourself to feel. It's really great to recognize that sometimes the events that have happened in your life were not just for that moment. They were given to you so that you can also feel love in the future, or feel whatever feeling that you felt in that moment in the future, right? Simply by closing your eyes and breathing, getting really, really steady with your breath. Slow in and out, and just pay attention to that feeling inside of your heart. Allow yourself to reminisce on a memory that completely filled your whole life with love. Maybe it was the way someone showed up for you in life. Maybe it was an event, like if you've ever given birth or adopted a baby, the moment that they put your child in your arms. There's just nothing like that. It's overwhelming love, right? Or just a time when someone showed up for you and you needed them, whatever it is. Like, just close your eyes and let yourself feel the love. And that's one way. We do that a lot in heart coherence. We make sure that we check into high feelings when we're in heart coherence. So we create a feeling inside of our heart, and then we focus on more of the feeling. So the feeling helps us get into heart coherence, and then it helps us to bring more power to the feeling by feeling it in our heart. So you can do it in heart coherence if you know what heart coherence is. And if you are foreign to heart coherence, you know where to go to learn it. You can always come to me. I have a course called Heart Sync, and I can teach you exactly how to get into heart coherence. And outside of that, you can just take time and be reflective and allow yourself to actually feel those feelings. And the number two on our remedy list can also help you feel internally, but the actual assignment or remedy would be to express love outwardly. You know, it's interesting that when we express outwardly, we also feel love internally. Isn't that one of the best equations ever? It's so incredibly beautiful. So think of ways that you can love. Think of a way that you can show up for someone in your family or someone who needs you. Think of, you know, ways that you can serve or bless or bring joy, whatever it is, to somebody else's life. You can just take care of them or something, right? Just do something nice and kind and show your love. Maybe you're going to write notes of gratitude to people and then allow yourself to really feel it when you're in it. So there's all these different things that you can do outwardly. But the suggestion that I actually have for you that is something that, like, I hope I remember forever. I hope I remember, like, I write notes to my kids or to Jake or whatever, whoever, about this, but I hope I remember to do it, like, with my grandkids and just with people through my whole life. I think it's really, really important to simply write them a note that says, I love you because. I love you because. And then fill in the rest of the sentence or many sentences. I love you because, and you can send someone a short text. You can write a long letter. You can express it in words, but just finish the sentence and make sure it is delivered to the person that you're expressing love to. To hold yourself accountable and make sure that you check into it, you could even just push pause right now. Just push pause and write someone, short or long, a reason that you love them. I love you because. This is a way to ignite your heart, to prepare your heart, to be in love so you can receive love. Being in the love is what actually opens the door. G. Frank Lauris gave us this quote. He said, "Giving and receiving love is vital to human existence. It is the glue that binds couples, families, communities, cultures, and nations." So if there's ever a moment where you feel a lack of love in your life or a relationship is crunchy and sticky, I always like to describe that as like these, you know, gears that need to be oiled. Like we need to oil the gears and we need to make some contributions and to put more essentially in the gas tank, in the bank account, whatever it is, right? We gotta fill up that cup. We need to love. So I hope that you can see simply that there is a very easy equation that when you love, when you love and you feel it internally, and when you express it outwardly, that you completely remedy a lack of love in your life and also this block that we put up in our life that keeps love at bay. And you can completely take that wall down. And I hope that through that, you see that you have more power than you think you do. I hope you really love that little mindset check. If you do, how about sending it to someone that you love? Also, I just want to remind you that this book that we're, you know, I've kind of thrown out, let's do a little bit of book club about, will be happening in about 6 weeks. So if it's something that you want to read ahead of time and you want to submit questions to be discussed on the podcast, feel free. And if you just want to be along for the conversation, that's awesome too. So you're completely invited to both of those. I'm going to actually tag both books. I'm going to give you links to both books that we talked about today, Somebody Loves You, Mr. Hatch, and also this Human Tuning that's up and coming for the podcast in the show notes. So they're there for you. Also, don't forget to rate and review the podcast. That helps us so incredibly much. Thank you for spending a part of your day with me today. It's always such an honor that you check in here on the podcast where we can take a mindset check and help ourselves check back in. And today, in this case, checking back into love. And I want to leave you with the thought that I actually started with kind of in the beginning, just really helping you remember that love is really the only thing that the more you give away of, the more you get. So go give. Give extravagantly, love the people in your life, and really ignite and open your heart to be able to receive and allow love. Until next time, my friend.